Good morning, and welcome to the SEC teleconference. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After each coach has been introduced, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad to ask a question for that specific coach. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. To withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you, Mr. Dunlap. You may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone, and welcome to today's Southeastern Conference Football Coaches Spring Media Teleconference. My name is Chuck Dunlap, Associate Director at the SEC, and I'll be the moderator of this call. Each coach today will have 10 minutes to answer your questions. Press star 1 to ask a question for each coach. To accommodate as many as possible, please ask no more than 2 questions, and should time warrant, you can ask more questions if called upon again. Remember to pause a brief second after being called on to ask your question. If you feel you're having any technical issues, press star 0 and an operator will assist you. This teleconference will also be available later today on the SEC website, scsports.com. SEC Football Media Days will be held July 21st to the 23rd, which is a Wednesday through Friday at the Winfrey Hotel in Hoover, Alabama. Credential information on Media Days will be available on the SEC's media website in the coming weeks. Next up is LSU head coach Les Miles. To ask a question for Coach Miles, press star 1 now. And Coach, while we're on questions, if you could take a minute to talk about your team's progress during spring drills.
Yeah, we look forward to this team. Look forward to bringing this team to the field in the fall. I think our players have seemingly a great attitude, and they're hitting it hard in the weight room, and certainly finishing the semester strong academically. I thought there was enough youth in this spring that there was a great deal of competition. I liked how spring practice went. It was a very physical spring. I think we made improvement, certainly in all three phases. The new addition of our coaches, Billy Gonzalez, Frank Wilson, Steve Ensminger, all three guys seemingly are making impact at their position. And I think there's been a real nice transition there. Offensively, we return six starters and a center, a guard, a tackle. We'll be in pretty good position. The offensive line, Terrence Tolliver returns, in my opinion, to be a dominant receiver. Really looking for his best year. And I like the improvement made by our running backs all spring, Stephen Ridley Murphy and Michael Ford. I think it'll give us exactly what we need at the running back spot, some speed, some ability to make you miss, and some physical play. So the quarterback, I think Jordan Jefferson's really, started in an unusual position as a freshman, in the back end of his freshman year, and had one full year of starting, and now we're looking really at his junior and senior year where we would expect him to perform in his best, and where the coaching and the experience really paid dividends to this football team. And I like Jarrett Lee. Jarrett Lee continues to improve and continues to compete, and I have no question that if called upon, that he'll do a great job in there at quarterback. The defense returns a good core nucleus. I think Kelvin Shepard's going to be a very good linebacker, and it's continued to be physical and line him up. Brandon Taylor at safety, I think I think he's going to be faster and more comfortable in that back spot than he's been. And I think we'll have two corners, Peterson and Claiborne, that may be as good a corner tandem as there is. The young guys up front, Sam Montgomery, Kiki Mingo, and Kendrick Adams, play fast and look good at end. I just think that the defense is going to play with a lot of speed and made big plays and continue to improve through the spring. I enjoyed the special teams. Josh Jasper appears to me to be one of the finest kickers in college football. He when he's on the line, he's really a clutch player and has strong legs. So We had some position changes in the spring. We moved Pep from the end to the defensive tackle, and it's given us a little more speed inside. We moved Joe Barksdale on the right tackle to our left tackle, and it really has taken to that move very effectively. And then, of course, Russell Shepherd is now full-time at wide receiver and really on the field a lot and really making a difference in his ability to certainly line up at other positions or make catches from that spot. So, and we moved Chase Clement from defensive end to tight end, and he's really become, I think he's going to be a really good addition there. So I like the progress of my team. The schedule, certainly, we open against North Carolina. I look forward to that. It's going to be a great challenge. But, you know, you start against a quality opponent, you have to be ready. And so this summer we'll prepare with real purpose. And, of course, if you get ready for the opener, certainly it will allow you to play your best in a very good conference. As it is always a tough and competitive league, it's nice to be ready when you get to it. So looking forward to the year, and I like my team.
Coach, your first question comes from Ben Love of Tiger Rag Magazine.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, man.
Kind of a two-part question here with this whole idea of conference expansion. One, as a guy with some Big Ten background, who do you think the Big Ten should target? And two, if it trickles down to the SEC, what are your thoughts on SEC expansion?
I don't know that the SEC needs expansion, and the fact that they have a pretty good format for a championship game. I think the teams that we have are certainly very competitive. And then when you go to expanding a 12-team conference, what team are you going to bring in that will bring with it a strength and a financial package and a strength of following that will add to the conference? And really you're looking at least two teams that you need to bring in. So I think that's going to be a difficult order for the SEC. I think the Big Ten really is looking for a form. I think most of college football is looking for a format like we have to allow for a championship game to elevate a position that allows them to play for, you know, postseason honors. And it'll be interesting. I think it's always a difficult thing to expand and make the schedule fair. So hopefully it won't happen quickly in this league.
Coach, next is Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Les, I'm wondering what you thought of what Florida and Alabama had been able to do the last 2 years, and if you think there are teams that are going to push and close that gap this year.
Certainly both teams, very quality teams, and recruit well, have great following, well coached and prepared. I think that in this league it's you better line up and be ready to play week in and week out, and each team will put a group of men, very talented team on the field, and you best be ready to play. I don't know. I don't really worry so much about them. I like our opportunities and certainly the advantages that our team brings. And we look forward to competing with those two teams. Of course, they're on our schedule every year. I think we benefit from a very competitive league, because I think it allows for, once you get to the championship game, you've been through enough very, very quality games in your regular season to allow you to advance if you're fortunate enough to win that game. So, certainly recognize their strength and look forward to stepping in there against them.
Now, also quickly, what do you think of the cycling of salaries for coaches? It looks like, particularly for assistants, it's going up at a pretty good pace.
Well, it's market value to some extent. And quality assistants that are experts in their field of play, know how to mentor young people and provide advantages to the teams that they represent, both in the coaching end and the recruiting end, and who they are as people. I think it's a uh, I think it's a very marketable position to be in. I'm very thankful that LSU sees fit to compete for the very best assistants. You know, in the off season, we were fortunate to have John Chavis stay with us based on the commitment that the chancellor and the ADs make, certainly at LSU, to have the finest assistant coaches and to have a coaching continuity, because, you know, more important is, you know, those guys that have the, you know, 4-year tenure of the assistant coach that brings them to life as a player and matures them and helps them prepare for the rest of their life. So, no, I understand it. I don't know if it continues or if it doesn't. I think why schools realize that that people may be the most important component of you know, facilities and what else there could be. I think that a wise hire as an assistant really advantages your team.
Next is Mike Herndon of the Press Register.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, to expand a little bit on your comments earlier about your quarterbacks, I was wondering if is Jarrett Lee, how do you see him as pushing Jefferson, and are they a clear 1 and 2, or has Jarrett closed that gap to where it's more of a question entering the fall?
Well, I think it's I think the advantage certainly is Jordan Jefferson's at this point. I think Jarrett Lee is continuing to compete and work, and he's getting better. And so is Jordan Jefferson, for that matter. And I think there's there's always a point where the starter realizes that there's a very quality backup, and I think both guys are rooting for each other, and I think it's a pretty healthy position right now, and I think it continues to be that way based on the fact that both guys want to continue to improve, and they understand that there is competition at the position, but I still see that Jordan Jefferson gives us advantages.
Thanks.
Next is Andrew Adelson of the Orlando Sentinel.
Hey, Coach. How has Russell looked, or how did he look in the spring making that transition?
He's still young, but he's very talented, and he continues to improve. He's maybe the most his greatest characteristic is he uses his mind so well. He's a very bright guy, and he's a guy that is ambitious. He wants to play and be best, and so his progress has been very good, and he's a guy that we would expect to throw some balls to, and have him throw some balls, and have him line up and be, you know, a quarterback and a running back, and certainly a wide receiver most of the time.
Coach, we'll wrap you up with Bob Holder of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
Hey, Bob.
You talked about playing South Carolina. Coach Sprague has just turned 65 and talked about how he's feeling better than he did 20 years ago. Maybe just talk about what you think of his fitness level and still going strong there at 65. And could you see yourself coaching at 65?
I think that's a wonderful position to be in. I looked at Joe Paterno across the field from me in the bowl game, and really admired what he's been able to accomplish over time, and certainly Coach Spurrier certainly has had a remarkable coaching career, and certainly Bobby Bowden, who spoke at our clinic, also would probably fit very comfortably into that spot. I think coaches that the older they get bring in an experience and an ability to speak to young people, you know, that maybe the younger coach doesn't have. And I think with each age and each year passing, I think a quality coach gets better and better and adds to his abilities. And, you know, I think that there's all personal decisions there, but, which year and what year you want to retire or step away. But I can see the want to prepare a team and be around young people and make sure they get their degree and you know, play for championships, you know, for a number of years.
Coach Miles, thank you.
Thank you.